Hello everyone and welcome to the AstroPage Daily Review podcast by Mikhail Lysakov, episode 22. Today is still 2020, November 30th, and today on my table I have a paper by Jesus Reda Betheril with co-authors entitled The Blazor Sequence Revised. Let's read the abstract and see what kind of revision is it. We propose and test a fairly simple idea that could account for the Blazor sequence. All jets are launched with similar energy per baryon, independently of their power. For instance, flat-spectrum radio quasars, the most powerful jets, manage to accelerate to high bulk Lorentz factor, as observed in the radio. As a result, the emission region will have a rather modest magnetization which will induce a steep particle spectra therein, and a rather steep emission spectra in the gamma rays, particularly in the Fermi LAT band. For the weaker jets, namely BL Acerta objects, the opposite holds true. The jet does not achieve a very high bulk Lorentz factor, leading to more magnetic energy available for non-thermal particle acceleration and harder emission spectra. Moreover, this model requires but a handful of parameters. By means of numerical simulations, we have accomplished to reproduce the spectral energy distributions and light curves from fiducial sources following the aforementioned model. With the complete evolution of the broadband spectra, we were able to study in detail the spectral features at any particular frequency band at any given stage. Finally, numerical results are compared and contrasted with observations. So, as far as I understood, the authors are not really satisfied with that the pure geometrical factor, like the view and angle of the jet, defines too much in the variety of observed properties of AGN. And they want to look for some property that is intrinsic to the plasma in the jet to describe the broad range of observed parameters of AGNs, like the range of apparent velocities, like the ratio between inverse Compton and synchrotron peaks, like synchrotron peak frequency, and so on. The model in this paper consists of a spherical blob with electrons, which is illuminated by a monochromatic radiation field from the broad line region. Magnetic reconnection that takes place in this emission region is responsible for the accelerating of electrons. And for every set of initial parameters of the model, the authors calculate synchrotron emission of this region and inverse Compton emission using both synchrotron and external seed photons. A good thing about this paper is that it contains many pretty simple equations that describe the relation between different parameters that they have actually used in their models. And the main result from this modeling is that by changing basically only one parameter, namely magnetization of the jet plasma, the authors were able to reproduce all the different SED distributions. And then the authors noticed that their models with lowest magnetization parameter could in principle well describe the observational properties of flat spectrum quasars, while their models with higher magnetization could describe the BLEC objects. The authors stressed that all the possible outcomes of their modeling can be achieved for the baryon loading, so for the energy per baryon, in a range from 50 to 90, which, as the authors claim, is quite a narrow range for this parameter. But I have questions to other inputs to the model. First, they use a single viewing angle, and then compare apparent speeds from their models with the data provided by Mojave team. At the same time, for Mojave sources, the viewing angle can vary by an order of magnitude, which is also reflected in apparent speeds. Also, the authors use a single value for the black hole mass, which is a billion solar masses. But most importantly, it seems that accretion doesn't feed their black holes, because they claim that 90% of all the accretion mass goes into the luminosity of the jet and 10% goes to the luminosity of the disk. And lastly, the authors do not explain why they think that the range of magnetization parameter that they have used in their models from 1 to 20 is reasonable for real sources. So what this paper does is it emphasizes the importance of magnetization. It shows how the outcome of this modeling is dependent on these magnetization parameter. But I personally would not go this way and try to explain everything with a single parameter. Apparently, the blazars are more complex, and the broad range of observational properties of blazars is due to both different geometries and different physical parameters altogether. So, thank you for listening, and see you tomorrow.